This week and today, we celebrate a special day in our parish and our shrine, for we follow a tradition that we have been following for several years, according to the advice and decrees of His Holiness St. John Paul II, who advised me personally to do this when I got back to America. And of course, we just celebrated the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, February the 11th, which is the World Day of the Sick. And many of us are sick, especially me. And so it was decided that on this day, at the Vigil Mass of this Sunday, the last Sunday before Lent, and the one closest to the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes and the Day of the Sick, we would confer a sacrament that is oftentimes not understood or received enough, the sacrament of holy unction, of the anointing of the sick. Now, the anointing of the sick is very, very important. And I have seen many times when it has saved somebody from death. The first person that I anointed with this sacrament of the anointing of the sick, which has been restored, and rightly so. Not everything that happened after Vatican II was bad. Many things needed to be changed. And of course, now the whole church is locked up in political disagreements that have no use for the sons of Christ. But for years, for whatever reason, it was decided that no one would receive the anointing of the sick unless they were on their deathbed. Now, the first anointing of the sick that I gave as a newly ordained priest was to a person who was on his deathbed at Navy Hospital. And it ended up that he was the husband of what would be my secretary, my first secretary as a priest. And he was dying of cancer. They had given up on him. They were going to send him home to die, as oftentimes happens. Well, I went and I heard his confession, which he could barely give because he was dying. And then I gave him the anointing, the unction of the sick. In his case, it was by the mistaken name, extreme unction. It isn't extreme. It is holy unction. That came later, and it was a misrepresentation. And so I gave him this, for him, extreme unction. Well, a few days passed, and he was better. And they sent him home not to die, but to live. And he lived about 25 more years. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick, the unction, is very, very powerful if you receive it with the right spirit, in grace and in love of God, and in acceptance to whatever God has given to you to suffer. Now here I am probably the person who is most sick in this parish, and I have nobody to anoint me because there's no other priest. And that's the way it is. Anyway, we have it, and of course we have also these beautiful readings which remind us of the fact that God expects more from us. You have heard that it was said, I say this, however. And of course, a lot of times when we hear, they say, they said, I always ask, who is they? Who gave them the authority? Who gave them a degree in knowledge that they can make a pronouncement? Don't say that nonsense. They say. That's what Christ is condemning here. You have heard that it was said. They say. He says, however, all otherwise. He expects more from us. And thus he gives us more by establishing the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. Don't let anybody fool you. and giving us the seven channels of grace, beginning with baptism that opens our soul to the presence of the Holy Trinity that is brought down to us by the Holy Spirit. And then all the other sacraments, including the sacrament of holy unction of the sick and extreme unction of the dying. The same sacrament with two names according to the need. And so today, those of you who have come for this will receive this holy unction. After Mass, there will be a slight interruption while I change my vestments, because we must follow the law of the Church. It is not up to me or you or anybody else to say what we're going to do, what we're going to wear. It is all written down, and we will follow it. And then I will be on the throne in the middle, which is where I will give communion, since I am not well enough to be up and down, especially with the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, or in this case of today, with the sacred oil of the sick, which is consecrated and blessed by the bishop on Holy Week, usually Holy Thursday. Now it is permitted to be done earlier for necessity's sake. For instance, in the case of this very, very big diocese, though it's small in numbers, it's very big in area, with no way that everybody could go back and forth on Holy Thursday. So thanks be to God for that. Otherwise, we'd be in trouble. But anyway, we will receive this holy sacrament, and hopefully you will have made for all reparation for your sins. And if you haven't, then go to confession as soon as you can. And so we will continue with these sacred mysteries, giving thanks to God for all his blessings and all the sacraments through which he gives us his sanctifying grace, preparing us to go to our heavenly home with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of course, I cannot let it go by. Today we have four feasts, very important. In the Pauline Rite, we have the feast of the two fathers of the Slavic nations, Saints Cyril and Methodius. And Saint Cyril is the one who invented the Cyrillic alphabet, which is still used by the Russians. And his brother Methodius, who died in Rome and is buried at the Basilica of St. Clement, the Pope in Rome. The other is three feasts of three saints who bear the name Valentine: the Bishop of Terni near Assisi, the priest from Rome, and another priest from Africa. All were martyrs for the faith, which is exactly what we need to do if we are asked to do. So we beseech their intercession for us. How wonderful it is that we have the communion of saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.